Hey everyone, it's Wobby inside the Vikings locker room. Big fight coming up on Saturday night. Floyd Mayweather, 49-0 lifetime, going against Conor McGregor, a UFC all-star. Everyone's talking about it, including the guys in the locker room. Who do they think's going to win? Check it out. Big fight coming up on Saturday night. Tom Johnson's a fan. He's going to be watching. And I'm guessing you got an opinion of who's going
to
win.
Yeah, I
got
to give it to Mayweather, man. You're going to that man domain and you're trying to, you know, it's a point system differently. We'll talk about backyard fighting. Say Conor might could pull off, but boxing, Mayweather is the master of getting points and know how to avoid big hits.
Does Conor have a chance in the fight?
Not when it comes to boxing, no. If he might luck up and catch Mayweather slipping, maybe, but that's like the odds are against him.
Fight of the decade coming up, Teddy. Mayweather, McGregor. Give it some thought, deliberate, and tell us who's going to win and why.
The champ, Floyd Mayweather, 50-0, hey, greatest boxer next to Muhammad Ali of all time. What's the debate about, you know?
I'm taking Mayweather all day. You're talking about a guy who's 49-0, who's never lost a fight. He's faced some of the best boxers in the world, pound-for-pound champ. McGregor's a great athlete, great fighter in his sport. For me, this fight is more like a prize fight. You know, it's kind of like Rocky fighting Drago, you know, where it really doesn't mean anything. It's more like a prize fight, and guys are coming to give the fans what they really want to see.
Okay, fight of the decade, Mayweather-McGregor. Can McGregor win?
I think he definitely can. That's what I'm rooting for.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. Just someone different. Mayweather's too good. I just want him to lose. So,
who do you think will win?
McGregor. Yeah. Yep. You heard it here first.
Life. Love it.
The fight of the decade's coming up, and we can't find anyone except Mike Remmers to take Conor McGregor, will you?
I want him to win, but it's hard to go against Floyd. Obviously, I think he's one of the best ever, so hopefully Conor can just land one good punch and get him out of there quick.
If this thing goes a full 12 rounds, advantage who?
Mayweather, for sure.
Why?
For sure. He's a defensive boxer, so I think, and he likes to land those jabs, so I think if it's going to 12th round, I think Mayweather's got it. I think the only way McGregor wins is if he knocks him out.
Mayweather's gonna win.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's 49-0. I don't understand why everyone thinks this dude's gonna come in and just shock the world. There's no chance. He's made a living not getting hit.
So if I complete the sentence, McGregor will win if
he knocks him out in the first three rounds. If it goes past three rounds, it's over.
End of story.
Done.
All right, we have our resident fighting expert, Kevin McDermott, here to talk about the fight Saturday night, man. Who you got?
I really don't care. It's going to be on pretty late, and it's night before game, so I'll probably be asleep.
Good boy.
Yeah.
One of the guys I would take in a fight is Alex Boone, but we're going to ask about the fight Saturday night and who you're going to take in it.
Dude, I think everybody knows who I'm going to take. I'm 50% Irish.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
All right, so you're on the McGregor train.
Yeah, he's going to throw hands, and I'm super pumped.
How is this going to go down for him?
I think it's going to be awesome. I'm just worried, though. Like, what happens if he just, like, leg kicks him in the side of the head? Match over?
Yeah, he's disqualified. He would lose.
I mean, that's not fair.
Okay.
But he's smart. He won't do that.
I know. He is smart, and I'm hoping that he doesn't because I'll be really mad. But, yeah, I think he's going to knock him out.
So this thing has to not go 12 rounds for him, right?
I mean, I think it can if he just pummels the crap out of him for 10 of them. Okay. I mean, the thing is, I mean, let's be honest. Floyd's going to kind of duck around it, so he's going to have to be really smart on how he throws.
Fight of the decade coming up Saturday night. Who you got?
First of all, this is not the fight of the decade. Mayweather's been boxing for I don't even know how many years. Probably like 836 years. He's fought like 536 fights. So there's no way that McGregor even stands a chance in that ring. But McGregor is a champion though, so he might hang around a little bit longer than people think. But Mayweather's definitely getting that victory.
Does McGregor have a chance though?
He's always going to have a chance because he's got heart and he has skill too. So he's always going to have a chance, but no.
We have Mayweather and McGregor fighting on Saturday night. So Stephen Weatherly, we need you to pick a side and tell us how it's going to go.
It's going to be McGregor in five.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Everyone's taking Mayweather.
What? well, everyone doesn't know what I know, and I know McGregor has one, speed and quickness, right? One thing that you'll always hear from all of McGregor's victims in the past is that his hands are a lot heavier than what you expect. So with that special combination of speed and power, I think Mayweather's not ready for it. He's going down in five.
There you go.